Welcome back. This is an intermediate masterclass on building a bassline with proper jungle swing in Ableton Live 12. We're going for that rolling drum and bass feel that locks to breakbeats, but doesn't sound late, floppy, or off-grid. You're going to end up with a clean two-layer bass, a stable sub that stays disciplined, and a mid-layer that does the dancing. Then we'll glue it together on a bass bus, add sidechain that breathes with the drums, and arrange it into a 16-bar phrase that evolves like our real track. Before we touch any synths, let's set the context. Jungle swing isn't just turn on swing and pray. The best swing is controlled. It's about micro-timing, yes, but honestly, it's also about where the bass stops. Negative space, note lengths, releases. The spaces between hits are what create that forward lean. Alright, set your tempo. Put Ableton at 174 BPM. That's a classic rolling pace, and it makes timing decisions pretty obvious. If you're using a break sample, click the clip and set warp to beats. Preserve transients. If you hear click so the break gets too spitty, don't panic and start warping random markers. Try a tiny fade in on the clip, or adjust the transient loop behavior so it's less sharp. We want the break to feel punchy, but not like it's tearing. Now open the groove pool. Load a groove like NPC 16 swing, somewhere around 57 to 62. Start with an amount that feels jungle-ish, but not ridiculous, around 55 to 60% as a starting point. And here's the big promise of this lesson. We are not going to slap that groove on everything. We'll apply it intelligently. Let's build the sub first. Create a new MIDI track and name it SUB. Drop operator on it. Keep it simple. Algorithm set to A only. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Now the amp envelope. If you want a tight roller sub, set the attack basically instant 0 to 5 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. For sustain, you have two valid directions. If you like a plucky sub that gets out of the way, keep sustain super low, basically down. If you want a more held roller sub, set sustain somewhere like minus 6 to minus 12 dB so it carries a bit, and then release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The release matters a lot. Too long and your groove goes lazy. Too short and it sounds like it's stuttering. Here's a quick pocket check you should get used to. Solo your breaks and the SUB only. Mute everything else. If it already feels like it's leaning forward and rolling, your subnote lengths and releases are in the right universe. If it feels laggy, don't immediately start shifting notes. First, shorten note lengths or shorten the synth release. Twang is often fixed by editing the end of the note, not the start. Now process the sub with stock devices. Put EQ8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 HE. Gentle, just to kill rumble you can't hear, but will definitely feel in your headroom. If the sub has a little cardboard vibe, dip around 200 to 300 HC by maybe 2 dB. Don't go hunting for problems you don't have, though. Next, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, and match the output so when you bypass it the level stays basically the same. This isn't make it louder, this is give it harmonics so it translates on small speakers. Then utility, turn bass mono on and set width to 0%. Sub stays centered. Stable pitch, stable timing, stable level. That's your rule. Cool. Now the mid layer. Create a second MIDI track and name it MID. Load wave eatable. Start with basic shapes and go squarish or sawish. You can leave oscillator 2 off for now, or add a subtle layer later if you want more thickness. Set unison to 2 voices. Keep the amount modest, like 15 to 25%. You're building movement, not a detuned trance super saw. Turn on the filter. LP24. Put cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 HC zone to start, we'll automate later. Add a bit of filter drive, like 2 to 6. Keep resonance low, around 0.10 to 0.25. We want weight and character, not a whistling peak. Now build the mid processing chain. Start with auto filter. Low pass 24. Don't set an LFO rate yet, keep rate off so it's not wobbling on its own. Use just a little envelope amount so each note has a tiny bit of movement, like it's speaking. Then saturator. Analog clip. Drive 4 to 10 dB depending on how rude you want it. Turn soft clip on. If it gets too fizzy, back off drive and let EQ do less work. Next, EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 HC so the mid doesn't fight the sub. If you hear harshness, look around 2 to 5k HC and tame it. If it needs to speak on smaller systems, a tiny boost around 700 HC to 1.5 KHC can help, but keep it tasteful. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about control, not flattening the life out of it. Finally, utility for stereo management. Set width around 80 to 110%. If things get blurry, pull it down to 80 or 90. The rule is, the lower the frequency content, the less width you want. If your mid-patch still has too much low energy, fix it at the source with EQ before you widen. Now we write the bass line. We'll use D minor as a vibe. You can choose any key, but D minor is a classic jungle and DNB home bass. We're going to think in anchor and answer. Anchor notes are root and fifth D and because that gives drive and stability. Answer notes are nearby tones like C, F, and G that add funk without turning the bass line into a melody that competes with the track. Create a MIDI clip on the SUB and the MID. Make it 16 bars long, but start working in a 2-bar loop so you can get the feel right quickly. Then expand. Set your grid to eighth notes at first. Don't overcomplicate right away. Here's a practical 2-bar idea you can copy as a starting point. In bar 1, start with D1, short, right on the downbeat at 1.1, then another D1 on 1.2, then A0 on 1.3, then a little pickup, D1 around 1.3.3, then F1 on 1.4. In bar 2, D1 on 2.1, C1 on 2.2, D1 on 2.3, a pickup G0 on 2.3.3, then A0 on 2.4. Keep notes shorter than you think. In jungle, note length equals groove. As a target, try sub-note lengths around 80 to 160 milliseconds for tight rollers. If you want more legato, 160 to 280 milliseconds, but be careful, legato low end can smear the kick and make the whole track feel slow. For the mid layer, you can go slightly longer than the sub, but avoid constant overlap. Overlap is where you get level inconsistencies and phase weirdness. Now, the swing. This is the main event. First, apply groove to the MID clip, not the SUB. Drag your chosen groove, say MPC 16 swing 59, onto the MID clip. In the clip's groove settings, start timing around 60. You can go anywhere from 50 to 80 depending on the break, but 60 is a great center. Add a touch of random, like 2 to 6, just enough to humanize. Velocity swing is optional, keep it low, maybe 0 to 15, and only if your patch responds musically to velocity. Why not swing the sub first? Because if the sub gets too lazy, your low end sounds late. The character layer can dance. The foundation should stay dependable. Now manual micro timing. This is where it starts sounding real. Open the MIDI editor. Find the offbeat notes, the ends. Choose a couple and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Don't do it to every offbeat. Two or three well-chosen nudges can sound more intentional than a whole clip dragged around. Then pick an occasional pickup note, something right before a downbeat, and nudge it early by 3 to 8 milliseconds. That creates urgency. It's the push-pull that makes jungle feel both relaxed and fast at the same time. In Ableton, you can do this cleanly by turning off the grid temporarily so you can slide notes freely. And here's a power move. Use track delay for broad feel and manual nudges for accents. Try setting MID track delay to plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Keep SUB at 0. Sometimes SUB can go plus a couple milliseconds, but rarely more. If the whole bass feels behind the drums, you've gone too far. And one more advanced coaching trick. Delay isn't just late or early. It's phase alignment with the kick. Sweep MID track delay from about minus 8 milliseconds to plus 12 while listening with kick and snare. Top where the kick feels punchiest and the bass feels like it's sitting behind the break in a good way. That sweet spot is real, and it changes depending on your samples. Now sidechain, because even a perfect groove will fall apart if the bass is stepping on the drums. On sub, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the input, or your kick track if you have a separate kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the sub. On mid, do the same, but aim a little lighter, like 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Here's what you listen for. The bass should tuck under the drum transient and come back just before the next important hit. If the break has tons of ghost notes and the compressor is chattering, you've got two fixes. One, use the sidechain EQ filter inside the compressor and emphasize around 60 to 120 Hz so it mostly reacts to kick weight, not snare crack. 2. Sidechain from a ghost kick, a muted simple pattern that controls the bass movement intentionally. That's super common in DNB because breakbeats can be too busy for a clean detector signal. Now group your SUB and MID tracks into a group called bass bus. On the bass bus, add EQ8 and scan from at around 120 to 250 Hz. If it feels thick in a bad way, a small dip around 180 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB, can clear the pocket. Then add a saturator with just 1 to 3 dB drive. This is glue, not destruction. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and let it kiss the signal 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Optionally, add a limiter at the end as a safety sealing at minus 0.3 dB. Don't smash it. It's only there to catch accidental peaks while you experiment. At this point, you should have a 2-bar loop that already rolls. Now we turn it into 16 bars that feel alive. Here's a simple blueprint. Bars 1 through 4. Keep it simple and root heavy. Let people understand the groove. Bars 5 through 8. Add one extra pickup note somewhere and open the mid-filter cutoff slightly so energy lifts. Bars 9 through 12. Introduce call and response by swapping one note, maybe change an anchor answer from D to C or F or a bar. Bars 13 through 16. Strongest version. Open the filter a bit more and add a tiny resonance movement for tension. Automation is your best friend here. Automate wave-eatable filter cutoff to open gradually across 8 bars. Automate auto-filter resonance just a little in the last couple bars before a drop. Automate saturator drive up 1 or 2 dB in the peak phrase. And if the mid starts bullying the drums in the loud section, automate utility gain down 1 dB. That tiny move can save the whole groove. One authenticity move, make one bar slightly wrong in a cool way. An extra ghost note, a surprise rest, or a half beat of silence. Jungle thrives on controlled chaos.